Bitch, I bet you thought you'd seen The Last of Us.
I bet you did, on account of the fact that we disappeared for a few weeks there. Woo!
Listen, it's been a busy time. It's been a busy time for all of us.
Well, especially Mark.
Yeah, Well, I'm relocated, as you know, and I've moved again.
A fucking again.
So, hopefully I'll just stay put for a little bit now.
Yeah, so Mark is an emigration and an additional house move later since we last spoke to you.
Yes. Into an unfurnished house, so that needs everything bought for it now.
Oh my god, really?
IKEA the house down.
Oh, absolutely. They don't do furnished apartments here, really. Kind of the same as Germany.
I don't understand that. Like, could we all not just agree to have furnished?
I think it's because you can really put your own stamp on the place. Like, you don't have to just default to whatever bits are there. You know?
Those awful Irish apartment leather couches. The one that are in every single rental on Daft.
Yeah. Or the pine. Just so much pine. Pine everything.
Yeah.
Pine to replay.
Every time you move, then you have to like fucking bring your bloody...
Bring your shit, yeah.
A light laundry.
Yeah, well, we have a bed, so that's the main thing.
Damn. But anyway, we're back. We're Bint level 100.
What is Bint level 100?
I don't know. I just noticed the meme that's like, I can be Bint. So I was like, take it to level 100.
Sure.
Is it not I can be Binch?
Is it?
Made Binchy, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. All these misspellings of bitch.
Sure.
That part.
Okay, but, sure.
Welcome back to Please Do Not Swear, the Big Brother podcast. My goodness. Yeah, new season.
Back.
New us. We're now a year in business.
Oh,
are
my
we
God.
Here?
A whole year.
Of, oh, we should get a cake.
God. We've got big cakes going around.
Should we have a little...
Cake.
Do we have a little... should we have a little Please Do Not Swear first birthday party?
Oh my god, organize un boom.
Un boom.
Is that or un?
Boom. Actually, boom. I don't know.
Is it masculine or feminine? A boom.
I feel like boom sounds
feminine.
I feel
feminine. Like un boom.
Let's see.
Boom, boom, boom. Let me hear you say way ho.
Way ho.
Way ho.
Un boom. Sorry, I've gone down a hole here.
So much
it is in fact un.
Un boom.
It's an un boom.
Bam.
So we're back. 1 year on. And what a better way to celebrate our first anniversary than to tackle Teen Big Brother, the one and only teen series.
I actually
didn't know this existed until you told me about it.
Did you not?
No, I've never heard of it.
I remember the discourse around Teen BB as it happened back in what year was it?
2003. So we've done a little bit of a hop skip back in time, haven't we? Because we've just finished season five. But this happened between season four.
Yeah.
We're back in that cursed season four house.
So we accidentally, because we were following the timeline of main Big Brother and Celebrity Big Brother in terms of air date. However, we accidentally missed Teen Big Brother. So we're now, it's a leapfrog back situation.
I'm very, very sorry to this show.
Sorry.
Sorry to this show.
Yeah.
I never have heard of it until we did it. So what do you remember about it, Maeve? Exactly, like it being controversial or?
Yeah, there was a little bit of controversy surrounding it. I remember it was a totally different format. Like I remembered that it was kind of like done in more of like a documentary style. And basically the way it kind of was aired as like a standalone series. Yeah. So it was like, whereas your normal Big Brother season would kind of air during the summer and there would be your weekly evictions and all that kind of, you know, public crowds and all that good stuff. This was kind of done separately where they used the Big Brother house, but it was like I think it was only like a 10 day long.
She was, stint. Yeah.
It seems to have been about a 10 day, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. And there was no like public evictions or any of the kind of normal stuff that you would see in a Big Brother season. It was kind of more done as like the housemates would like nominate each other and choose who to evict between each other. And it was kind of just a lot more, I suppose, sheltered than your regular season.
Now, like when we said teen Big Brother, I had in my head that it was like a load of 14-year-olds. And I was like, this is a recipe for disaster. They're all 18, which is...
Yeah, everybody is 18, legal. Thankfully. I'm sure there's some ethical reason for that. But yeah, I think that's why I remembered it as being really scandalous, because I thought that it was like 14-year-olds kids, to 19-year-olds.
Yeah. But these people are eligible for the main show.
Yeah.
They could do.
So it's interesting.
But the way that it was positioned is like the whole intro. It's hosted by Dermot O'Leary rather than Davina.
Sexy Dermot.
And he kind of presents it as this experiment to see how the teens behave. So it's a bit more back in the sort of BB1 feel
of things. A psychological experiment.
Get the hamsters out. Get your hamster out.
Not hamster.
Get your rat out.
Oh my God, I forgot about the hamsters. Was it hamsters or guinea pigs that they used
guinea
to do?
Guinea pigs, that would make more sense.
Yeah. What did they used to call that? It was
Little Brother, wasn't it?
Little
it was
Brother.
Before they hired Sexy Dermot.
Yeah, it was the first iteration of Little Brother with kid scientists.
That was so weird.
That was
a whole year ago, guys. What a time. What a year.
OMG.
So will we dive into this absolute shit show?
You've really sold it to me there, Rob. Thank you.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, I guess, like, I don't know. The fact that they're all 18, like, you're basically signing up for some sort of nonsense when you put all these people in a room together. Like, I was kind of thinking how... Like, imagine, just picture your 18-year-old self, what you vaguely think, like, it's
I'd love to know.
Yeah.
I'd love to know what the point of the experiment was exactly. Like, what were they trying to find out about teenagers?
They said that it was, Dermot said that it's an experiment to see how teens behave.
Oh, Lord.
That's very general. Like, like, badly. They behave badly.
Teens behaving badly.
But, like, if you think about your what you were like when you were 18.
Awful.
I mean, I slightly cringe, but I'm sure I don't remember. Like, I wouldn't have been conscious of all the ways in which I was embarrassing at that age. So to see a video of that now, like, I'm sure the memory of what we were actually like is somewhat dulled, you know?
Thanks.
I wouldn't want to see that.
Let me just put that in a little box and repress that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cute little bar.
Oh, it's all on YouTube, guys, if anyone wants to watch before you listen to this app. It's short enough. It's like 5 eps.
Yeah.
All on YouTube. You might need a little bit of VPN action going for a couple of the eps, but listen, it's doable.
You can get it done. It's all available. But yeah, so let's just kind of dive in, shall we?
It's very like hard and fast. Here's the housemates. Let's go.
Like, yeah. No mess.
PCs are short and sweet.
Yeah. So they're all 18. That seems to be the only prerequisite. Like, you have to be exactly 18. And they are told there's no alcohol or cigs or any of that kind of...
Like, it's mad that all of this happens without any alcohol.
Imagine if there was, Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I wonder how these would have gone on. Anyway, let's actually introduce the housemates
before we go any further.
Okay, so first up, we have Caroline. Woo, woo Caroline. Woo.
I have one note about Caroline, and that is, like, Caroline is surely not 18.
She had a maturity about her.
Yeah, but the way she, yeah, so she behaves much older and looks about 26, I'd say. Like, she just doesn't look 18. Like,
oh my God, an inverted Nadine Coyle.
Oh my God. yeah, she does.
Whereas the rest look like kids, if you know what I mean. Whereas
yeah,
the Caroline just doesn't. It's like their Jeez. Older sister. I'm like...
She called me old. Caroline has her... So my only notes on Caroline is Caroline loves shopping and she wants to be the female Richard Branson. So she has big business on the brain.
Yeah. She really loves shopping. Like, she describes... It seems to be her brand. So she's like... Like, her whole VT is her walking around a shopping centre. And then later in the series, in her diary room confessionals, she's going, I really like this person. I'd probably go shopping with them. But I don't know if I'd go to, like, the pub with them. So, you know, like, going shopping
a thing
is...
of the time? Like, I used to always hang around the shopping centre when I was, like, 14. And just, like, not buy anything. Just sitting by the bin.
Like,
shopping was huge. Like, it was the business.
Come on, Celtic Tiger.
Oh, my God. This would have been peak Celtic Tiger, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It would have actually.
Oh God, lots of disposable income. Yes.
Vroom, vroom.
Yes, mama.
Bitches.
I mean, I remember I used to just do laps of the shopping centre.
I used to always...
Like, groups would meet each other.
I used to always go in those photo booths and get the, like, the face, like, juxtaposed onto, like, a baby. And I have, like, a full collage of all my ones where it's, like, wanted posters, like, the Oscar acceptance picture. It's, like, cursed.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Cursed. That's, like, proper... That was a sign of things to come in Japan. It's, like, foreshadowing.
Well, you mean the Oscar?
Yeah,
the wanted Oscar. Poster. Anyway, so
child. Anyway, so yeah. So as you said, she wants to be successful in business and earn a lot of money. She has big women in tech energy. I would say
she does.
Huge.
She has a ring light. She has a ring light on her Zoom calls. You know it.
Huge big business.
I wonder, is she big business now? Do we know her second name? Hang on.
I think it's like Croak or Cloak.
I looked. I tried to find any of them for a bit of Where Are They Now action, and I couldn't. I think this has just been erased from the internet.
Really? Okay.
And all the like the BB wikis are empty when it comes to this. So,
oh, for God's sake, okay.
If there's like an NDA sitting over this series and we're breaking it, sorry to this NDA.
Sorry. Well, look, on we go on to our next housemate, who is Hassan, also 18, lives in London with his dad. Well, they're all 18. There's no point. I literally wrote 18 beside all of their names before
18's across the board.
Like, all of them. I was like, I didn't even realize that was like the thing. But look, so I'm really glad I spent my time doing that. But Hassan lives in London with his dad and brother. He's currently studying for his A-levels. So some of these are fully still in school, like,
yeah,
my God. He describes himself as artistically inclined. He does a lot of painting. He shows his local mosque where he prays. And he says that, in general, he likes to look on the bright side of life. So fair play to Hassan. Who else do we have? We have Jade.
Loves the seaside and boys. They're my only notes. That was her intro line. I love the seaside and I love boys. I was like, same.
She is a barmaid in Great Yarmouth.
Was a Great Yarmouth, wasn't it?
Yeah. What a Great Yarmouth that was. And she loves to work there. She loves working there because the boys are really fit.
I have a quote from her. I don't see my real dad anymore, but it doesn't bother me. So
actually, I noticed that in a fair few of these VTs, they're fully spilling the family secrets. Like,
oh, big shots. Sorry, do you think when Jade said she loves the seaside and boys, she was talking about the boys that float in the water?
Yeah, absolutely. They keep her safe. Stop her drowning.
The boy. A boy with a U. Okay, so that's Jade. Next up we have James, who did not feature.
From Glasgow.
Yeah, he's a Scottish man. I have that he's at a crossroads in his life, he says. And then my note is, bitch, you're 18.
Bitch, you're 18.
Crossroads the movie, more like.
And he doesn't want to go to university because he doesn't know what to do. I'm like, listen, he's just finished school. I'm sure he figures it out. However, stream Crossroads featuring Britney Spears.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have a note here that the weather in all these VTs is absolutely fabulous. So must have been a good year, good summer. Or actually, no, it wasn't even summer. It was...
No, I think they filmed it in the summer and it didn't air until the October. Because they said at one point during the season it was the hottest day of the year.
Yeah, there was one afternoon where it was like 33 degrees. I was like, is that achievable in the UK? Apparently it is. We've yet to experience that here in Ireland, but fair play to them.
Well done, guys.
Well done for achieving such cheesy heights. Next up, we have 18-year-old Paul, who is a hairdresser from Belfast. Prior to joining Team Big Brother and prior to moving to Belfast, he lived in Letterkenny. He's a hairdresser. He loves hairdressing because it's upbeat, funky and trendy. And he says hairdressing is his life. And you may be hearing more from Paul at some point.
Maybe.
So
an important plot point, Paul is openly gay, which is fab. To be like openly gay on telly at 18.
Possibly.
I certainly wasn't.
Were you not in DCU by then, Pat?
Oh, yeah. 18? Yeah, true.
Like, you were gay in DCU.
You're gay. You're gay. You.
You were in drama, Pat. Saying nothing.
Oh.
Saying nothing. But yeah, so, you know, little teaser there. We may or may not be hearing a little bit more from Paul.
We may.
We will.
We will. We'll be getting the inside track from Paul on this season. And then next up we have Shanine.
Oh my God, our queen of the performing arts.
Queen of the performing arts.
Can we talk about Shanine just dragging her mom?
Another one of the family secrets crew.
Out in her mom was being an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Straight off the bat, just like sitting on the garden wall outside. She's an alcoholic.
Like, she says she used to live with her mom, her sister, and her brother, but she moved to live in Leeds with her dad because she doesn't like the area. Because it's a bit rough and because of problems with her mum who has a drinking problem that she couldn't cope with. I was like, listen, Shanine, you speak your truth. Not here to judge, but also that's a very public, just like first line to say.
Like, does her mom know that she said that? Because it just shows cuts of her family and clearly her mom wouldn't have known that she said that in the VT.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, it's really problematic.
Yeah,
but anyway, a performing arts queen nonetheless.
She is. She's doing her BTEC.
She's really performing,
and she wants to be an actress.
I did Google to see if she is still an actress, but I couldn't find her.
Oh my God, the shade! So rude.
Is Paul literally the only person that's in any way online?
Yeah, that there's any record of. I don't know. Like, it seems like they may have just kind of, you know, had their moment in the sun and just been like, it's the regular, you know, non-famous life for me. I don't blame them, given the absolute state of the press at the time.
Yeah, that part.
Yeah.
Next up is Tommy. Now, Tommy reminded me of Paul from Fade Street. Anyone else?
I mean, doesn't Paul go to Bray Beach a lot and stuff?
He does. if any of our UK listeners don't know what Fade Street is, you absolutely have to watch it. It's this like Irish, I feel like they were trying to do like an Irish version of The Hills.
That's exactly what it was. It was supposed to be The Hills, yeah.
And they had these four gals who were kind of glam Dublin gals just going about their
except
business.
For Danny was from Wicklow.
Oh yeah, she was
from Waterford?
She was the alternative one.
Where was Danny, Wicklow or Waterford?
Was she from
Bray? I think she was Wexford.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a Fade Street app.
Can we please?
Oh my god, it's all on RTE Player, I think, isn't it? Or it was anyway.
It's iconic stuff.
That was just my J1. Like, we were just jobless in bed watching Fade Street for like most of my J1.
I started a rumor back in my hometown that I was on Fade Street, and it went around. I think I told a few people on night out that I'm in the next season, and then like the next time I went out, people were coming up to me being like, "Mark, I heard the news." And I was like,
"Oh, it was the beginnings of Miss Vogue Williams as well."
Yeah, yes. Who went to my school, incidentally, my fellow student who is now married to one of the lads from Made in Chelsea. I don't know Made in Chelsea, so...
Spencer?
Sure.
Formerly married to Brian McFadden.
But listen, if you're struck for stuff to watch, like, if you're in Ireland, get yourself an RTE player, watch Fade Street. If you've already watched it, rewatch it. If you're in the UK, shove the VPN on, get it done.
Get it going. I watched it during lockdown one, and it's aged like the finest wine. Like, fantastic.
It's kind of so bad it's good kind of TV. But it's also just good. But anyway, Tommy reminds us of someone from Fade Street.
To make a long fucking story short.
I shoved a whole season of Fade Street.
My ass. So Tommy lives in Weymouth with his mum, his dad and his granny. He says he's looking for a job, but not looking too hard. He typically spends his day on the beach, not working too hard, because all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Like, plot point, Jade loves the seaside and boys, and Tommy spends a lot of time on the seaside and is a boy.
Foreshadowing.
My third eye is twitching.
They are star-crossed lovers for
yeah,
sure.
I see it.
It's coming.
So next up, we have Tracy, like last and finally, actually, we have Tracy, who comes down the stairs. Does she come down the stairs in the Baker Boy hat, or is she wearing the Baker Boy hat in the VT? I don't remember.
Both, I think, because I have this beret and glove moment. As my only
it's
note
very, like kind of poofy top cap moment.
Oh, it's very Tracy Beaker, isn't it?
Yeah, Tracy.
Tracy Beaker.
Oh my God. She introduced herself by saying that she's fed up with people telling her what to do. So Big Brother was obviously a great shout for her. and she's fed up with doing the same thing as everyone else. So she went to college and did beauty. She wants to achieve something big, not what everyone else does. Doesn't want to work a 9-to-5. I feel like this whole 9-to-5 life is not for me narrative. It's so 18. Like,
oh, absolutely. I like, told
I'm
myself I'd
this.
Never work at a desk. I was like, I'm going to
I'm
be outdoors.
This. And then it's like, but well, you know, unless you're like a full-on talented, like, you know, musician freelancer type,
where
you're
is
probably
the
gonna
album?
Be working at a 9-to-5. Like, what
let Tracy,
propose,
where's the album?
We yeah, need the album.
So
that's our
intro. The gang. So the first thing that they experience, they're all thrown into the house again. It's very kind of quietly done. There's no like crowd outside or anything. So they are all just are kind of piled in. And then first thing that happens is Paul runs to the toilet and finds that it's completely flooded and blocked. And that
on
they have
purpose
to, yeah, so I'm like, when they say flooded, I'm like, is there business in there, or is it just like a Luro overcrowding situation? Because if it's the former, it's just not okay.
Could have been like all the builders that redid the house, you know, all their stuff.
Oh God! Oh Lord. So I'm hoping that it's a toilet paper blockage. Yeah,
but that's obviously like their first test as such, as like, can they collaborate? It's very Lord of the Flies, actually. It's like, can kids collaborate to live together?
I don't know if I would have been able to unclog a toilet at 18.
You just like stick a wire hanger down, don't you? Or, you
know. No wire Torture. Hangers. I just have to say, how ugly is this house? Like, after like seeing the glow up of season 5, heading back to that season 4 house, it's just horrid.
It's bad. Like, they're all commenting on how small it is. And I'm wondering, was this the season where they like lowered the ceilings deliberately?
That was 5. Yeah,
like, it's grim. It's a grim house.
Yeah,
I was thinking I didn't recognize the layout, and that's because we didn't really do season 4.
No, we very much did like a special, a one-off special.
They
made an executive editorial decision on that.
I regret nothing. They opened the bedroom and it's one big bedroom for everyone, and oh my God, the blue and pink bed sheets just sent me.
Yeah,
I would pick a pink one 100%.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Straight on pink, it. Kawaii.
So obviously the lads and the gals are sharing a room. Hassan ain't happy. Oh, Hassan is not happy. Straight to the diary room to address his dad.
Is Hassan okay?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, he ain't happy.
He has disgraced his dad.
Yeah, so Hassan is uncomfortable because I think his dad had been a bit sketchy about him going on Big Brother in the first place. And he had thought, I think part of the bargaining arrangement of being like, listen, it's fine, I'll be separate from the girls, we're in separate rooms, and then reveal same room. So he had to just be like, sorry, dad.
Sorry, Pear.
As
soon as he does that, he's fine. He's very upbeat and happy as soon as he does that.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, apology.
Yeah, and then Paul's absolutely delighted that it's a shared room situation. And then, so first impressions are kind of starting to set in. And according to James, Paul is, quote unquote, trying too hard. I'm like, okay, here comes the coded language. Let's go.
Like, it's nonstop. The whole season, it's nonstop.
Yeah. Suffice to say, combination of factors here, really, before we kind of talk about some of the discourse in the house, which a lot of which we won't be repeating word for word. But suffice to say, the discourse is problematic in places, both based off, I think, 2003 just not being it in terms of the public conversation, and also because all of these people are 18 years old. So, like,
yeah, it's kind of a perfect storm
for something that doesn't age that well over time. So
they get straight into the kind of who do you fancy kind of conversation, which again is just very 18, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like they literally only seen each other for about a few hours, like, and they're like, well, who do you fancy on the couch?
Will you meet me mate?
Yeah, it's very that. So I have Hassan doesn't agree with Paul's lifestyle, so again, kind of in that same discourse. So Hassan has a problem with Paul, Paul's lifestyle, as he calls it, but has nothing against him, but might accidentally call him Puff because it's habit. I'm like,
You could just not, though.
You could just not say a word. Like,
you could just like, make it a thing. I have a problem with your lifestyle because it's a choice. I was like,
okay. Like, so yeah, so there's basically a load of other problematic discourse where Tommy later on uses a slur to describe an Asian person, And Hassan is like, please don't use that word. Like, he's like, you know, it's, you can't say that, like, it's racist. And he was like, oh, I didn't even realize that that was offensive. I thought that that was just like the word that you use to, like, just ridiculous. And then I think James kind of pulls Hassan up on it, where he goes, okay, well, you have a problem with that, which is fair enough, but then you don't have a problem with, like, what you just said to Paul earlier. And he said, oh yeah, well, race is not a choice, but like, how you're born is not a choice, but being gay is a choice. So, you know, just all that kind of stuff. So that's all afoot.
Something is afoot.
Just to give you a bit of context as to, I don't think we're going to really go into too much depth as far as some of the other opinions that are
We'd be on here for 2 hours because it's nonstop. No. So,
like, yeah. there's a lot of other examples of that. I don't think anyone comes out of it looking particularly great. But yeah, just to sort of frame the discussion. And again, I'm sure these people have probably developed their views somewhat in the 18 years since the show has aired. And they were also 18. But yeah, that's what we're dealing with during this season.
Mm-hmm. What we're also dealing with is our first task, which is a flight from London to Birmingham.
I fully love this task. I think it's probably one of my favourites I've ever seen. Yeah. Just because of the budget that went into it, I'm like, there's props, there's costumes, there's
a simulator, a full flight simulator.
So basically, yeah, they all take different roles. There is like cabin crew, two pilots. I think Shanine is on like air traffic control. And is there any other people? No, I think that's it. But is there a passenger or two, maybe? But anyway, they put like actual airplane rows, seat rows in the Big Brother house, and then they also have like a cockpit where I think it's Caroline is the main pilot.
Yeah, she is.
But she was practicing on her simulator on this like big chunky Windows 95 PC like, for the whole day. I'm like, this is not gonna end well. But it's, and then all the flight attendants have to learn off the whole you know, the safety spiel you hear at the start of flying, you know,
the whacking
voguing. And then they have to like serve nuts and refreshments to mannequins that are
get
in some of the seats.
Get those nuts away from mannequins.
Would there be enough time for a snack run on a flight between London and Birmingham? Like, surely that's like a 20-minute flight.
You'd be up and down, wouldn't you?
Like just a little bag of pretzels maybe, or I don't know.
J2O pouring noise.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
No. Discovered the freshness of J2O, and then like the scratch cards.
Oh, the scratch cards!
Damn. But that's it, really. But they do absolutely amazingly until
oh lord,
until it's Caroline's like time to shine and she has to land the plane. So like, just for reference, she actually takes off perfectly, gets the plane up in the air, all good. But her landing is a bit shaky and she crashes. So they're all dead.
It was like, boom, crap, Sanima.
She nosedived herself onto that runway, absolutely slapped the plane off the runway.
Bring it to the runway. Bring it to the runway.
But she's just like,
I mean, I think Ryanair probably still hire her, to be honest, because, you know, that's just bog standard Ryanair landing. You know?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Slapping, like, yourself off,
slapping those wheels off. It's making an entrance. But they fail the task, so that means they affects their food budget, right?
Is it basic rations for a basic bitch, is it?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, so,
and I think that's their only task that like has an actual shopping budget riding on it. Because...
Yeah, so like the whole week they just have nothing now.
Yeah.
Oh my god, no cigs, no booze, and no food.
No food.
No nice food, yeah.
You'd be ripping. And like, I'm Paul ripping. Paul in the rehearsal period was getting really annoyed at the other kind of air hostess people because they weren't like learning the choreo correctly, when in reality Caroline was the one who
fucked it all up.
But imagine like all the jobs were doled out and your job is to be the pilot. Like, that's takes quite a bit of training.
On the multimedia PC.
Multimedia PC. Bring back multimedia PCs.
So that was day one and two anyway, wasn't it?
I think it was 2003.
No, day one and two.
Oh, day one and two, sorry.
That's not 2003.
No, it's 2021.
What else do we have in terms of tasks?
I have a teaching each other new skills task.
Oh, glam.
So they partner up. And so this is after the first eviction. They partner up and they have to teach their partner a respective skill that they kind of already know. And if they could perform the new skill to a certain level, they'll get a reward. So we have different things, but like Paul is teaching, I think it's Tracy, hairdressing. So like it kind of is stuff they're already good at. So we have skating, acting, and hair plaiting, and beauty and makeup. So they do all that and they all pass. So that's that.
So is hair plaiting separate to the hairdressing?
Sorry, hair plaiting is Paul's and beauty routines is our, who studied beauty?
Tracy,
maybe, yeah.
What was
and then acting?
Acting
is Shanine?
What was she teaching?
It was like an improv play about the house. It was really, sure. We actually didn't even see it. They didn't even show it because like,
who was she teaching to act?
Who was she paired up with? It was one of the other girls. It must have been Caroline. Yeah, it was Caroline. Right. Yeah,
I'm acting.
Yeah.
We also had a little Spanish song task later in the week. What was that? So they had to come up with a pop song in Spanish.
It was garbage. Mama, this is garbage.
I'm like, first of all, why Spanish? Second of all,
was that like the time of Last Ketchup? I feel it might have been.
I feel like
it was summer.
I think it was also the era of like J-Lo's Spanish album. I remember Christina released a Spanish album. I feel like there was a bit of a Spanish music vibe. I think Santana were having a bit of a revival at this time.
So if you haven't listened to Christina's Spanish album, Me Reflexio, I want to say it is. It's amazing. Jenny Atrapado, the Spanish version of Gina Navarro. It's Jenny Atrapado. anyway, so the Ketchup song was 2002. So that we're very much the summer after the Ketchup song.
Okay.
What does a Sarah Hay actually mean? Does it mean ketchup?
Oh my God, they also have a song called Bloody Mary. So they're all about ketchup.
Oh Lord.
And they've Kusha Las Pias is their other song.
So they're like a multi-hit wonder.
Yeah.
So a Sarah Hay, you get the translation of heretic being.
Oh my god.
So basically,
no wonder
that
the gays love it.
Heretic being. So basically, it means it's like a sort of a Satanist.
It says, yeah, the song tells a story of
means?
Like of a Rastafari like gypsy with a special charm. The original Spanish version is available in Spanish and Portuguese. Although the nonsensical chorus is identical in all three versions. So it must be nonsense.
So heretic means a person believing in or practicing religious heresy. So, okay, so apparently it's secretly, it's like Lil Nas X vibes, grinding on the devil. There you go. You learn something new every day.
So I have so here the ketchup song is about a young man named Diego who enters a nightclub. The DJ, a friend of Diego's, plays Diego's favorite song, Rapper's Delight, by the Sugar Hill Gang. Just the lore here. And Diego dances and sings along to the song, imitating its chorus in Spanish gibberish. And the Rapper's Delight song, the lyrics are, I said a hip hop, the hippie hippie to the hip hip hop, and you don't stop. The rocket to the bang bang boogies. Oh, I'm so white. Say, oh, drum to the boogie, to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat. So that's what...
That's what it's based off.
Yeah.
So that's
a hip hop. The hip,
you know, it's like, is it a hip hop? Oh, yeah, it is the same rhythm.
There we go. The rocket to the bang and the boogie. Here. Say a jump into the boogie and the rhythm and the boogie the beat. Wow. The lore.
Oh my God. Okay, we've learned something new.
Last ketchup unpacked.
Last ketchup.
So it's actually not Spanish. Well, no. The chorus is in Spanish.
But it's gibberish.
Oh.
Gibberish. Nonsense.
Yeah,
because I always felt a bit thick, you know, singing it in like in clubs, being like, this is, you know, so offensive to the Spanish language, to what I'm saying. But that's great to know.
It's actually just fake.
There we go.
What else? Yeah. On tasks, there's one about gender stereotypes. Nothing much really happens there. The girls win. Caroline wins an extra prize. I think she wins like a sort of a spa party, like where they all kind of are indulging themselves and getting loads of self-care bits. So she gets that for winning the gender stereotypes test, and she also becomes exempt from nominations.
Shall we do that?
Let's talk about nominations / evictions.
I have the first nominations.
And I have the first eviction.
Okay, so I'm just going to fly through these. This is the first time I've done nominations. Oh my God. So Caroline is up first. She nominates Paul because he's very overbearing. Lol, that's how this ends. and Jade because her and Paul team up against everyone else. Hassan is up second. He nominates Shanine because he doesn't share much in common with her. And Paul because he has thrown a few strops and is over emotional. He has thrown a few strops during the plane challenge. He did.
Yeah.
So Jade is up next and she nominates Hassan because she can't bond with him at all. And Tommy because they have nothing to say to each other. Interesting. James is next and he nominates Hassan because it's difficult to get to know him. And he has comments that he doesn't agree with. So that is in reference to him and... how he treats Paul. He nominates Shanine as well because she kicks off too easily, and the bedroom lights is an example of this. So just a bit of background. Shanine and who was it that had the fight? Shanine,
I think it was Tracy.
Shanine and Tracy have like a massive fight over the bedroom lights being on or off at different times. So very, very teen angsty.
Yeah, very sleepover, isn't it?
Yeah, so Paul is next and he nominates Tracy because it's a big personality clash between them, and Hassan because he moans a lot about being there and he's spoiling the experience for everyone else.
And he makes homophobic comments.
That part, I'm sure he just didn't want to say that, but yeah. Shanine nominates Hassan because he annoys her and he doesn't like gay people. She nominates Tracy because she seems selfish and immature and plays dumb a lot of the time. So she thinks she's a sly one because of that. Tommy's up next. He nominates Jade because she's too loud and ignorant towards him.
Oh no.
Yikes.
Yeah, yikes. And Shanine because she gets offended by, you know, he gets offended by her sometimes. Tracy nominates Paul because she feels uncomfortable about all his swearing. She nominates Shanine next because her convos are too forward for her and doesn't like her talking about masturbation in particular. So Tracy seems to be quite... prudish, or I don't know what you call it. So at the end of that, Hassan and Shanine have the most nominations and are up for eviction. But as we know, the evictions don't work in the same way.
So I then have the eviction. So the way that the eviction works under the Teen Big Brother format is that they have this kind of like red table talk, like Knights of the Round Table, Big Ange sit down kind of
stage
format.
I'm going to get the guy
the angel.
So basically, the way that it works is everyone who's not up for eviction is sent into a room, like a sort of a back room, and they sit at this round table and they have to decide between them who out of the nominated housemates are going to get evicted. So obviously for this first eviction, it's Hassan v. Shanine. And I think they resolve to just go around the circle and say who they want to go. So I think they had originally started out by just kind of talking about it, but they were like, let's just do like a vote and give a reason. So Tommy starts out by saying he wants Shanine to go because she talks about stuff that he's not comfortable talking about. And then Tracy's next to go, and she proceeds to go on for about 10 minutes about all the reasons she wants Shanine to go. So, because she talks constantly about sex and dildos, goes on and on and on. I can't live with that just because I know how dirty she is. I was like,
oh, Lord.
That's a bit problematic. She said, if you don't want to play with boys, play with the girls. I'm not sitting on a girl's face. You know what I mean? I don't think that's funny. And then just goes on and on and on, like literally will not stop talking about how much she wants Shanine to go. Anyway, Jade is next and she goes, I'm voting for Hassan to go because she hasn't bonded with him or gelled with him as well as anyone else in the house. And he's the only housemate she feels that she doesn't really get along with. Paul nominates Hassan because he gets on better with Shanine. And then Caroline and James are just kind of last to go because they realize that it's like tied. So whatever they say, they could either make it a further tie or be the deciding vote.
Right.
Caroline is like having a meltdown over what to do.
Let's go shopping.
Let's go shopping. And in the end, they both decide to vote for Hassan. And then interestingly, Caroline comes out, like after they kind of came out and they had decided between them that Hassan was going to be the one to go, they were all really like, they all immediately like regretted their decision. And like Caroline went into the diary room and she was like really upset. And she was like, to be honest, like I get on better with Hassan than Shanine. And the only reason why I chose Hassan to go and Shanine to stay is because Tracy wanted Shanine to go so badly. And I think she's playing a game. And I think it's important to like take out the people that she wants to stay because it will like get in the way of her game plan. But she was like, I feel really bad for Hassan because like I wouldn't have actually voted him out.
Jesus.
This is complex. So just for a bit of backstory here. Tracy, a lot of them had kind of gone into the diary room on the like third and fourth day and been like, I think Tracy has a game plan. She's been going around to everyone saying that she gets on best with them out of anyone in the house. And like, she's going to be voting for this person. Like she's doing a full Nasty Nick.
She's been going around saying you're like an ass licker.
Yeah, exactly. So Caroline is like really upset by that because she thought they were getting on really well, but then she found out that like she thinks that Tracy's fake, so she boots out Hassan just because she's like it'll annoy Tracy.
gotcha
bitch. So yeah, Hassan gets the boot and it's a very quiet affair the whole eviction, like it's just kind of out the front door, no crowd,
bye,
on you go.
I have the second eviction. There's only two in the whole season. I have the second one, which is they don't actually nominate, but everybody is up for eviction and they have to go into the diary room one by one and say who they want to save. And the person who gets the least amount of votes to save will be evicted. I'm not going to go through them all because it's just like people saying why they're mates with people and why they're saving them. But basically, Shaneen, the bell tolls for her a second time because no one has voted to save Shaneen.
Saved her.
And again, yeah, very quiet. Yikes. She's out the door. She's gone. We're moving on.
Yeah.
No time to play around.
No.
It's a short it's a short season, so I suppose they're kind of getting through through the stuff quickly. There was this one kind of psychological experiment that Big Brother tried to do that was a bit crap, like it just didn't really do much. They said, like, they basically made the housemates all wear boiler suits for the next few days because apparently at age 18, your personality is defined by what you wear. And then they took away all the girls' makeup and Jade was like freaking out because she's like, my skin's really bad. I'm going to be really self-conscious. Like, can I have my concealer? And they're like, no. I was like, what is this in service of?
What are you achieving here?
Let her have her concealer, you know? I mean, yeah.
Tart shape tape.
Do you know what I mean? Let the girl have her contour concealer, please.
Are we going to address the elephant in the room here?
We are going to address the elephant in the room.
Right. It's elephant in the room time, guys.
Alexander Burke invented elephant in the room.
Yeah, as popularized by Alexander.
Elephantroom.com.
So,
to preface it, Team Big Brother was the first Big Brother season where housemates had sex. And I will hand it over to you, Maeve, because this was your episode.
Okay. So basically, yeah. So this is why I remembered this season as being so controversial, because I remembered it was the first time that people, that housemates had sex on Big Brother. And I also had it in my head that everyone was like 15. So that's why I was like, this is not okay. However, they're all 18. So, you know, everyone involved is a consenting adult. So, you know, in the grand scheme of things, you know, no crimes were committed in this. However, Tommy and Jade one night, you know, I was about to say after a few drinks, but it actually wasn't after a few drinks.
Not even, yeah.
So there'd been a bit of flirting going on and yeah, you know, bish, bash, bosh, 5 a.m. one morning comes and they're, you know, one thing leads to another. They get it on. And then Jade is very upset because she's like, oh shit, this is on TV. Like, basically, yeah, they have sex and they're like, Jade is like really upset about it. Tommy doesn't seem as upset about it.
Tommy's telling everyone.
Yeah.
Tommy is...
It's a broadcast. Yeah, because you had the aftermath, didn't
I
you,
had
Rob?
The morning after, yeah. Where... Yeah. Basically, Tommy, yeah, so it showed like Jade's really upset and she's freaking out about what her mom is going to think when she watches the show. Tommy's just grand and they're each called in one by one to the diary room, but it's the exec producer who's there, not Big Brother, Miss Elaine. And they frame it really weirdly because Elaine is just like, so what do you think we should do? How do you think we should play this? And they're just there like, oh, I don't really know.
I think
know.
That's your job. Like,
I think you're the exec producer here, Elaine. And so they both get sent off. I think they both get like a psych evaluation later that day. Obviously, they don't show any of that. And they also get like to speak to a counselor about what's happened. But Tommy is just telling everyone. Like, Jade hasn't told a soul. Jade's still asleep in bed and Tommy's just letting them know.
I have to say, I am not too sure about the ethics of airing this because while everyone is, you know, it's, you know, everyone's of age, it seems to all be consensual, like, they're also 18, like, they're young, and it, the fact that it had never happened on Big Brother before meant that it was automatically going to be like a huge deal in the press. Like,
yeah, this was like a
huge
rating.
Like, plan of how, well, because they knew obviously this would happen eventually in some seasons, but they should have had some kind of plan of how to deal with it, or instead of just broadcasting
it. What doesn't sit right with me about it is the fact that like this was filmed in like the summer, so say like July or August, and it wasn't aired until that October. So they had a few, like, it wasn't like they just aired it after it had happened the night before.
Yeah, they had a few months to sit with it and think
and
about
like for like Jade and Tommy as well to have that sitting on you.
Yeah,
for like what, 4 or 5 months after leaving the house.
Did they contact the like Channel 4 after finishing filming, being like, please don't show that, can you edit it out? And
because it could easily have been edited out.
Yeah, I'm sure they must have signed something where it was like, you know, whatever goes on in the house is like could be aired.
Is our property?
But I don't know. I don't know if it was the one.
No,
like. I think it was aired because it was like, oh, this is going to be like a controversial TV moment. But I don't know. I feel like there's a duty of care there when they're so young.
And also because the show was literally called Teen Big Brother.
Yeah, like the word teen implies younger.
Like, because like, if they're on the main show and it happened, it wouldn't, no one would have bat an eyelid really because they're on the main show or whatever. But the fact that the show is called Teen and the whole point of it is that they're young, I'm like,
yeah. Like, case in point, Maeve just thinking that there were a lot of 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like, it's very problematic.
There should be a disclaimer on the fucking opening titles being like, these are all 18, please.
Yeah.
Please know this. Yeah. It's not great.
But yeah, so that was our first, bit of funny business on Big Brother.
They were so Chicken Stew and Michelle could run.
Yeah, they did.
Under
they
the
really
table.
Could, yeah.
I've got a place set up for your chicken.
Chicken.
A little cave. A little love cave.
But yeah, so with that, shall we barrel on to the finale? So as we said, it is kind of a short season. So
we only have two evictions. So everyone else is in the finale.
Yeah, except for James, who is still in the house.
Not James.
Oh, yeah.
But James is still there.
James actually ended up getting himself disqualified
for sleeping too much.
For sleeping too much, which is probably why we never saw him.
And for telling Big Brother to fuck off when he wouldn't take his sunglasses off. Apparently he was acting disrespectfully and disobediently towards Big Brother, and so he got himself disqualified.
Like, they can dole that out and they can't executive produce, I swear.
What is the truth?
What is the truth, Elaine? It's Elaine, if you're listening, get your shit together.
Yeah, Elaine.
Yeah, so the finale is kind of done in the same way as like the previous, the first eviction, where it's kind of like a round table situation. And the round table is basically like everyone who's left in the house. I think James can vote for the winner, but he's just not eligible to win.
Yeah, he's eligible to win, yeah.
So the whole premise to this winner, like, discussion of picking the winner is them just talking about how much they hate each other and how they think everyone's so awful.
Yeah, like Caroline is the first to go. They all have to say why they should win, and it starts off with Caroline like setting the tone. She's like, I've learned that I can't trust anybody. It's been like living in a kid's playground. You're all petty, and I'm the only one that's coming out of this without any with dignity.
I mean,
Caroline,
is she wrong?
Wig.
But like, also, it's not really the strategy to win the popular vote, is it? Like,
no.
Yeah, I think she misunderstood the assignment because I'm like, Caroline, they're meant to like you, not like you're not meant to drag everyone.
They're like, let me just move my bang and vote for this girl who just, you know, read me for free.
Slated me, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so they all go one after another. Tracy goes first and she picks Paul. Jade picks Paul. Paul picks Caroline and Jade looks fuming because I think they had been best pals. Saying, I have my reasons. James also picks Caroline. So apparently this Caroline rant didn't have the effect of, you know, putting people off, because she's still after getting two votes. Caroline then picks Paul, which seems surprising because they didn't seem to be, the fact that they picked each other, they didn't seem to be super close in the house compared to some other people.
I never noticed that, no. But apparently always, in the last few days or something, they got closer.
It was Paul and Tracy were pals, weren't they? Or was it Paul and Jade?
Paul and Jade,
okay.
And then Tommy finally picks Tracy to win. So that's 3 votes for Paul, 2 for Caroline, and 1 for Tracy. And poor Tommy, James, and Jade are all left in the dust, re-votes. So it's at this point that they find out that the prize is an all-expenses-paid trip around the world worth 30 grand. It's 3 months long, and it looks exceptionally glam. So they show this VT of the trip.
Mm-hmm.
And then Paul is informed that he has to pick someone to come with him from the cast. And he rolls into the Royal Room. Everyone this outside is more sure that he's going to pick Jade. And, you know, rug pull, he picks Caroline and Jade is Debo.
But no, you're making it worse. Just stop talking about it.
Yeah. Like, so he's like, I have my reasons. I have my reasons. Jade's like, don't make it worse, please.
No, she's like, I'm fine. And Paul's like, I know you're not. She's like, don't make it worse.
Yeah.
I must say that the wee video about the trip makes it look absolutely amazing. And I was kind of like, is that what they're going to get? But we will find out, won't
we,
guys?
We will find out
because, so that's kind of the quick summary of the Teen BB experience. However, we thought, given that it's such a unique season, we wanted to hear from someone who experienced it. So on next week's episode, we have got an exclusive interview with the one and only, literally the only ever winner of Team Big Brother.
Woo!
Paul will be joining us for a special interview. And we got to chat to him there, and like an incredibly lovely man.
Lovely man.
Yeah. Like so lovely.
We love interviewing the Irish people that are on Big Brother.
Literally, like that seems to be the pattern, doesn't it? But yeah, we'll be sharing that interview with you guys next week as part 2 of our Teen BB extravaganza. So yeah, be excited for you all to hear that one.
Yeah, lots of tea will be spilled. And just like, yeah, there's a bit, like loads of stuff that we had no clue about. And, you know, how the approach to the show changed halfway through type of vibe. So really interesting. Yeah. I kind of very much Channel 4 making it up as they go along. So
yeah. So basically what we covered today, kind of as far as the format and stuff, that was how it was presented on TV. But Paul has given us a little scoop on how it was basically intended to be something completely different than what it was. But we'll leave you to hear that from him next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lovely.
I suppose with that, do we have a number one of the week?
So, the UK number one is Black Eyed Peas, Where Is the Love? But like, let's be honest, that's been done to death. So we're going to go down the list to the next number one, which is Sugar Babe's Hole in the Head. And we're going with that, I say.
Okay, I have to say, I wouldn't have minded Black Eyed Peas, but you do use this.
Really?
But it's not Where Is the Love, though.
No, it's a bit...
I'm sorry, my 14-year-old self was obsessed with that.
Hole in the Head, though.
Sugar Babes, listen, I won't begrudge Sugar Babes either, you know.
Okay, that part.
The only lineup that's worth mentioning.
Listen, Amel? Amel, if you're listening, ignore what he just said.
Who was the third replacement? Jade, was it? Jade.
Poor Jade was really coming in when things were winding down, like, you know.
And then she did Eurovision, didn't she?
Oh, did she?
And I think she was Jade in Aladdin on the West End. Jade, if you're listening, well done.
Well done, Jade.
All right,
that's it, guys.
Great to be back, guys.
Great to be back. And yeah, join us next week for our little interview with Paul. Woo!
Woo! Woo! Woo! Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Have a lovely week.
Miss you, love crying.
Oh, the head.
Ooh, my breath. Ooh, why'd you miss me like a